You're listening to SBS News.
With 2 weeks to go until the federal election on May 21st, both parties used Mother's Day to commit to a $53 million package to reduce costs for couples undergoing IVF treatments. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's also pledging to give 4,200 cancer patients a year access to Medicare rebates. These rebates aimed at subsidising the cost for couples wanting to store embryos, sperm and eggs to help preserve their fertility, which can be affected during illness or treatment.
Now, can you imagine you're dealing with cancer and there is so much that has already been taken from you? And one of the other things that you fear will be taken from you is the opportunity to have kids. What this does is change that, and it takes away another battle that you thought you were going to have to face. And by providing for the cost of ensuring those embryos can be frozen, that changes their life. And I could think of no better Mother's Day gift than that.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he will match the coalition's pledge to help those using IVF, adding his party is pledging more funding for playgroups, especially in regional and remote communities. He says Labor would also help expand intergenerational playgroups, bringing together a group of aged care and retirement home residents and preschoolers for daily activities.
For many kids too from underprivileged backgrounds, this is an opportunity that they have that they don't can't afford to have all the toys and gadgets at home, but they can go to the playgroup and get that experience as well. And of course, we know that 90% of human brain development occurs in the first 5 years, and that's why childcare is our largest on-budget commitment, $5.4 billion during this campaign.
But while both major parties wanted the focus on their policy announcements, tensions over the Religious Discrimination Act resurfaced. The Prime Minister plans to revive the contentious legislation, but won't commit to at the same time amending the Sex Discrimination Act, which ensures there are protections for LGBTIQ students from being expelled or discriminated against in religious schools.
Why are you breaking your commitment to gay students, and why are you abandoning them now?
Well, I'm not. I'm just going. There's no new position here. Our position has always been the position that the government had, the position that was endorsed by the party room of the government, was that both would be pursued and they'd be pursued sequentially. There's no change to that position.
So do you promise to have that protection?
That's our policy going forward.
Prime Minister, are you being held hostage by Christian lobby groups, given that the two bills really should be dealt with together?
No, not at all.
So why are you writing to them to, you know, assure them that this will continue to be a big issue
because,
for you?
Because that's our policy.
This issue has been on the government's agenda for more than 4 years after same-sex marriage was first legalised in 2017, angering the more conservative religious lobby groups such as the Australian Christian Lobby. In the 2018 Wentworth by-election in Sydney, triggered by the resignation of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, there was this pledge from Mr Morrison, then the new Prime Minister.
The Liberal and National parties do not support the discrimination of children based on their sexuality.
However, Mr Morrison has now walked away from his promise to enact extra protections for gay students at the same time as dealing with the Religious Discrimination Bill.
It has been presented that apparently students are being expelled each and every day, each and every week, or each and every year. There is no evidence of that at all. There is none. I've spoken.
Isn't the point that they can be, though?
No, the point is it doesn't happen. Because
so you're saying that there doesn't need to be protections in place between those two bills?
What I am saying
is, saying they don't need to be protected?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there is no evidence because the religious schools themselves don't wish to do that.
Mr Albanese saying he disagrees with Mr Morrison's assessment.
If people don't think that some young people are discriminated against and vilified because of their sexuality, then that just does not reflect reality.
However, despite that, there's still no detail about what Labor's approach would be. In February of this year, the federal government was forced to shelve its Religious Discrimination Act after five government MPs voted against some of the more contentious parts of the bill. Liberal MPs Trent Zimmerman, Bridget Archer, Fiona Martin, Katie Allen and Dave Sharma voted with Labor to support amendments that would provide stronger protections for transgender students. The five MPs all voted to repeal a section of the Sex Discrimination Act, which allowed religious schools to discriminate against students on the grounds of both sexuality and gender identity. Mr. Morrison accusing the opposition of politicising the issue.
We're very disappointed about that.
I was
hijacked by the Labor Party in the crossbench.
But multiple MPs crossed the floor.
Yeah, after it was done by the Labor Party in the crossbench.
So you're blaming the Labor Party for your own backbenchers crossing the floor?
No, I'm blaming the Labor Party for not taking a bipartisan approach to the legislation we took there, which I took there in good faith. Which it is. It is. Of course it is their right to do that. And the Labor Party decided not to go and head with that, and they sought to thwart it. And if the Labor Party had supported the legislation, well, the legislation would have been... If the Labor Party had supported the legislation, it would have comfortably passed the House and it would have comfortably passed the Senate.
In the midst of a noisy campaign event in Melbourne, Liberal backbencher Katie Allen says she is willing to vote again against the government's position if need be, to ensure there is no compromise on protections for transgender students.
I have an unchanged position. I will always protect gay and trans students. And that's because as a mother and as someone who's also been
chair of Melbourne Girls Grammar and had a very important role
to play in making sure we protect gay and trans students, I will continue to do that. That's not negotiable.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.